Steve?
There's a fair amount of data that gemcitabine may be the most potent radiation sensitizer, at least in gastrointestinal malignancies. And I was wondering, vis-a-vis the case that Dr. Troner presented, is there any data about combining radiation with gemcitabine in non-small cell lung cancer, since it is an active agent?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a long story. But when gemcitabine first became available, I guess it's almost 8 or 9 years ago now, some went forward immediately combining it with radiation at the full dose, I guess 1,000 milligram per meter squared, 1,250 milligram per meter squared, then given every 3 or 4 weeks, and the results were quite toxic. It's a very good radiation sensitizer. So then everything was damage control at that point to figure out how to use gemcitabine with radiation. Certainly the CLGB and Everett Vokes did a successful trial where I believe they picked a dose of 600 milligram per meter squared given every 3 weeks, and actually the tolerability was reasonable. The results didn't look much different than combinations with vinorelbine or taxane. Ralph Zinner in our group with Ritsuko Komaki actually looked at gemcitabine on a weekly basis with radiation, and they still haven't published those data, but from what I've seen, the efficacy results look reasonably good. Actually, the best piece of data out of that report will be the fact that they actually found that they could reduce the amount of toxicity if they used tomographic radiation and limited the amount of esophagus that was radiated. I think that in common practice now, I would steer clear of it. I think that the data set out there shows that it's a good radiation sensitizer, but it's somewhat toxic. And at the doses that one's going to have to use in order to make it tolerable, systemic activity is going to be questionable. Because if you start getting down below 500-600 milligram per meter squared or lower every 3 or 4 weeks or 2 out of 3 weeks, I think you're running into the situation where it's probably not having any systemic effect. That's why a drug like docetaxel or Taxol or Alimta, where you can give systemic doses with the radiation and have suitable toxicity, is probably better to use.